Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Josette Simon. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another insightful episode of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide through the fascinating corridors of Wikipedia, where every episode we delve into the lives and achievements of intriguing figures featured in the world's largest free encyclopedia. Today, we have a real treat as we explore the dynamic life and career of an extraordinary actress, a true trailblazer, Josette Simon. Now, let's set the scene. Imagine the 1980s, a time when breaking into the acting industry was tough, especially for Black women. Along comes Josette Simon, who begins to defy expectations and break through the barriers in the world of theater, television, and film. But who is she, and what makes her story so compelling? Buckle up as we unravel the journey of Josette Simon, a woman whose talent and tenacity have illuminated stages and screens alike. Born on November 15, 1960, in Leicester, England, Josette Patricia Simon grew up in a time when representation in the arts was limited, yet she never let this deter her. She attended the Central School of Speech and Drama in London, graduating in the early 80s. Her education set the stage for a flourishing career that would see her perform with the Royal Shakespeare Company, among many other prestigious outfits. Imagine being a young woman from a working-class background and stepping onto some of the grandest stages with immense talent and perseverance. That's exactly what Josette did. Her breakthrough role came when she was cast as Dana Mellenby in the popular BBC science fiction series, Blake's Seven. For many listeners, this might be a trip down memory lane, as Blake's Seven was a cult classic that gathered quite the following. Dana was a fierce rebel who could hold her own, just the kind of role that showcased Josette's versatility and strength as an actress. I wonder, dear listeners, do you remember watching Blake's Seven? If you do, can you recall the impact her character had? But Josette's excellence was not confined to the realm of TV. Her stage career has equally been prolific. She became one of the first Black actresses to be cast in traditionally white roles at the Royal Shakespeare Company. In 1989, she played the title role in Carmen Jones at the Old Vic Theatre, and her portrayal of Cleopatra in Antony and Cleopatra was groundbreaking, where she received critical acclaim for bringing a fresh perspective to the role. Given these accomplishments, let's take a moment to ponder. How significant is representation in acting to challenging societal norms and expectations? Josette's career invites us to reflect on more than just her roles. It encourages a conversation about inclusivity and diversity. It is a testament to the progress that has been made, but it also highlights the work that still needs to be done. Her honors do not end there, as Josette has been recognized beyond the stage and screen. She was appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, in 2000 for her services to drama. This accolade is not just a reflection of her individual success, but also of her impact on the industry and society as a whole. Imagine the stories she has inspired and the doors she has opened for aspiring actors of different backgrounds. To make this more relatable, let me share a real-life anecdote. Picture sitting in a packed theater, the lights dim, and you're about to witness a rendition of a Shakespearean play. Enter Josette Simon as Cleopatra. You're expecting the usual interpretation, but she brings something extraordinary, a blend of strength, vulnerability, and a fresh resonance that resonates deeply and stays with you long after the curtain falls. So I pose this question to you. How has diversity in the arts changed or impacted your own experiences, and what can be done to further enrich this diversity? As we consider Josette Simon's contributions, we are reminded of the transformative power of art and storytelling. Her path challenges us to foster spaces where more stories, regardless of the storyteller's background, can be heard and celebrated. It invites us to appreciate the diversity within our histories and narratives, recognizing that every voice brings a unique and valuable perspective. And there you have it, a snapshot of Josette Simon's journey, an artist who has not only entertained but also influenced and inspired. We hope you're encouraged to delve deeper into her story and consider her impact both on and off the stage. Before we close today's episode of Wikipedia, I encourage you to explore Josette Simon's works, whether it's revisiting Blake 7, watching a theater production, or reading more about her life's journey on Wikipedia. Engage with these stories and share them. Let's continue the conversation. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and as always, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Josette Simon. Thanks for listening. See you next time.